Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right between the eyes.
I love it.
Okay.
Kev, is that you?
Your River Islands guest line, TNT tonight, Warriors Grizzlies, Kevin Harlan. How are you, Kev?
I'm doing great. Good to be on with you guys. Good to be back in San Francisco. Feels like I've lived here for the last month with the tournament and some Warrior games sprinkled in there, but that's fine with me. My wife was here with me for the tournament a couple of weeks ago. We had a wonderful weekend, so glad to be back and looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a big one, and wonder kind of your thoughts on what you've seen from the Warriors, certainly the Jimmy Butler Warriors, because the effort was to not be in this game, and they played great basketball, but they still end up in this game. So how do you think that kind of affects their psyche tonight?
Well, they're such veterans, and the three main guys are all in their 30s, and they have been down this road multiple times. And while Butler has not won a championship, he's played in the finals. So he knows, what this time of year means. It's very unfortunate that the last five games they go 2-3. But I'd like to think of that maybe as a little wake-up call. And not that they were cruising and enjoying all the benefits of Butler, and there are many, and what he's done, and I think he'll continue to do for this team deep into the month of May. But clearly this is not the way they wanted to finish, and I think it kind of resets themselves a little bit, gets their compass in the right direction if it needed any of that prodding at all. I'm very high on this team, and they could have been a four, but they're now they're number seven, and they win tonight. They're in the playoffs. They take on Houston on Sunday. And I think that they'll be in pretty good shape. Now they're taking on a Memphis team clearly that is motivated and trying to kind of work through their debris with coaching changes and a new voice now for the last nine games. Morant, I just don't know if you ever really know what you're going to get with him from night to night. But when he's on, he'll be very tough. And they are a formidable team coming into the Chase Center tonight for sure.
When you look at the Warriors since they added Jimmy and you watch as much NBA as anybody, what are some of the things that you've seen him do, not only for Steph and Draymond, but for the other guys on this roster as well?
Well, it's been interesting because I think with him on the floor, Steve has gotten a better indication of what kind of rotations and combinations work and don't work. And so we're seeing, Kuminga clearly not seeing that kind of time. Santos seems to be out of the rotation, although I do think they'll both play major roles in the upcoming playoffs in some form or fashion. What that will look like may not be what it has been like, but Butler is a very special player. He has driven up their free throw shooting percentage and trips. He's improved their defense. They're scoring more clearly, and in important situations, in clutch situations, they are 9-4, and that means in the final 5 minutes in a 5-point game, before the Butler trade, there were 16-16 And since he's arrived, they're 9-4. So he gives them belief. He gives them confidence. He just puts another brilliant basketball mind on the floor with Green and with Steph that is really filling that void. And listen, we have been down this road before, right? We saw it with Durant. Now, I'm not saying he is Durant, but when they added someone like him, it changed the game. And Butler has clearly changed the game for this team and what they can look forward to. So it's been a win-win so far for him. And I would not get mesmerized by what's happened over the last five games with the 2-3 record. It may be the end of a long season. It may be just exactly what they need, a little kick in the rear to make sure that they get back on track and play the way they were when Jimmy first got here.
Kevin Harlan, TNT, with us here, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7. The game, we'll be doing the game tonight, the play-in game, Warriors and the Memphis Grizzlies. Kevin, you called what Memphis has been going through recently debris. And I wonder your read, because this team has a total of one win since the All-Star break against a team with a winning record. And so what do you honestly think that they're capable of putting up tonight?
Well, on any night, I mean, it's kind of a one thing, one game, one in and out type of situation. So when they come here and they know what they face and what they've got ahead of them, what they had done. Listen, they fired him when they were what 38-20 or something like that, and they just after the All-Star break they were 38-20. They were number two in the West. Now they're number eight. They're 4-5 under the new coach, the interim new coach. And I think they're still trying to figure out, because he's an offensive mind, but their defense has really struggled. And that was the thing about Taylor Jenkins, is he got them really organized on the defensive end. And while it may not have been the most brilliant offense attack, it fit for what they had, and it seemed to be working. I mean, they were 38-20, and they were number two in the West. And now they find themselves with a 4-5 new head coach and probably with a lot of uncertainty. And I think this is not the time of year you want to be uncertain. This is the time of year where you want to have everything buttoned down, screws tightened, and I don't sense that with the Grizzlies. I just sense that they're still trying to find what they've got. Now, they've lost two important players. This rookie Wells, who was in the conversation for Rookie of the Year, he had been just terrific, and defensively is where he really stood out. And then Brandon Clark is out. So they've lost two pretty important players, and they're going to have to navigate that. This is not the place, though, to be experimenting and trying things out. And I kind of get that feeling with this team that they're still kind of groping in the dark a little bit, trying to figure out what.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
They are who they are, where they can go when they need to. But you never know when that light switch is going to come on. That's the problem. You never know when Jackson and Durant Morant are going to go off and be the kind of players that we know they can be. So, and Bane is playing well. They've got a big three, and they're potent. And clearly, this is no pushover game for either team. But clearly, for the Warriors against them, they're not going to exhale at all. They're going to bring their best. But Memphis has got to play their best to advance beyond tonight.
Is there a style that Memphis can play that gives them some sort of an advantage? And I know that styles make fights, and I see the team with so much size and Triple J's, Jaren Jackson Jr. has been so good. Is there an edge that Memphis has that maybe they can present in this matchup?
Well, if they have success in the lane and everything is kind of aiming toward the lane and play inside, that can be tough. They do have size, as you mentioned, so we put that in the category of things that don't fit what the Warriors probably have best to counter it. And that will be something I'm sure they're going to play on. The other thing is I just think that You know, you never know when Morant is going to have a Curry kind of game. And I guess we really won't know until we get into the game the extent of the injuries for the big three. You know, the neck issue, upper chest or shoulder area with Draymond when that fall the other day. Clearly the thumb and the back, the pelvic bruise that Steph is battling through right now with the brace that he has to wear. And then Jimmy, I know that none of these are real major concerns, but throughout the course of a game in a team like Memphis that can be physical, you just don't know where it's going to take you. And I think that's the unknown. And you're playing desperation basketball right now, right? The winner tonight is in the playoffs. The loser's got to wait and figure out what they're going to do in the Dallas-Sacramento game. So there's a lot going on here, and there's no pushover at this stage. These players in this game is a playoff game, and make no mistake about it. And you're going to see, I think, the best that Memphis has to offer. And when they have been their best, they've been dynamite.
Kevin, do you believe in the idea of from play-in tournament to actual contender?
Absolutely. We've seen it with Miami. They went to the finals a couple of years ago with Butler.
The Warriors, you buy this group?
Oh, no, yes. And the reason I say that is because they've got better depth than I think people give them credit for. We know they've changed the rotation, tweaked the rotation a little bit. But listen, this team began the season playing the entire bench. They played the entire roster for the first, month of the season. And while the results weren't great, the experience and the minutes played and the development of some of these kids was significant. And they've got Gary Payton back, and that is, I think, huge in watching Morant tonight. I think any of these teams, you get to this stage, had they not had the 2-3 finish, the Warriors could possibly be the number four team in the West.
Yep.
So that's what we're dealing with. And clearly the best, most competitive and deepest and most vibrant conference in the NBA. I mean, the West has been just treacherous. And for them to survive and play the way they have and incorporate Butler and play the way they have, who's given them the boost they needed, the exact right player this team needed, I would believe anything right about now. In the beginning of the playoffs, I'd believe anything.
Kevin, welcome to town. Have a great call. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, you too. Kevin Harlan.